It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Barry Chapman, our plumbing boss, is in the house. Nice to see you, Barry. You've been busy this weekend, I see.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. It's been a really awesome, busy weekend, you know. Besides for my passion for my plumbing, which somebody told me the other day, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Uh-huh.
The other passion that I have is conservation and the bush. And yeah, we spent the weekend up in Infolosi Game Reserve. I'm the chairman of the honorary officers up there. And we had the Infolosi Outrun, which is a very, very special event. Getting the opportunity to be able to do a two-day trail run through one of the oldest reserves in South Africa on game paths and trails that are not driven by anyone, public. And yeah, it's just an experience, a Big Five Game Reserve. Yeah, so us as honorary officers, we run the marshalling, the events grounds. We build one of the most amazing outdoor showers, 16 showers built up with a 3,000 litre donkey that's fired up. And yeah, we keep everybody clean and happy and safe.
Safe is the word to come, because it's a Big Five reserve, so I presume there's a good chance that the territory through which the run takes place is home to some interesting creatures.
100%. Yeah, so the start on Saturday morning, the start of day one, we had, at about 6:30 in the morning, we had this massive blankets of fog, mist, that rolled in. Unpredicted, even the chopper pilots were quite blown away how this thing rolled in, and it delayed the start of the race by an hour and a half. It took that long to lift, and the guys were umming and ahhing about should we just get the ride going, and we will send the lead back through and he can do an assessment, because the viz was starting to get a little bit better. And the decision was just taken, no guys, no movement until the chopper can fly and have a proper look at the track. And it was quite funny, because as soon as it cleared enough for the chopper to get airborne again, it flew over checkpoint number one, right at, you know, like a K down from the start of the race, and there was a Pride of Lions hanging by. So
wow.
Would have added a little element of surprise. But yeah, so the animals are always around. They naturally are going to be fearful of humans, so they do move off. There were a couple of people that surprised zebras and things like that when they ran down some of the single track, and they had a little, you know, jiggle with their feet, which way we're going. But an absolutely fantastic event, and everybody loved it.
It's interesting to contemplate the fact that you can have an event in a Big Five wild place, and there is always a chance of something, but generally speaking, you can wander through wild places blissfully unaware of the fact that you are passing what would be considered to be very dangerous creatures. And you're definitely not on the menu. They're not looking for you. They don't want to get involved with you. People don't taste nice, and people don't behave nicely, generally speaking, towards animals. So someone told me that if you're in a stretch of virgin territory, bush, veld, you will definitely be walking in very close proximity to numerous reptiles that, simply because of their wonderful ability to camouflage and adapt to the environment in which they find themselves, they just, you don't even notice that you are within striking distance of these creatures, because
100%.
They don't want to show you that they're there. The one exception is the puff adder, which tries its best to pretend that it's not there, but it doesn't move off the path.
Yeah.
And that's where you can possibly, if you're jogging, running, and climbing, you could possibly nudge up against a very lethargic puff adder, but that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, so the good old friendly puff adder is a very, what's the word? Underestimated reptile. It is the fastest striking snake. It's one snake that if you pick it up by its tail, it can turn back on itself as well.
Oh, wow.
Very, very quickly. And, yeah, underestimated, properly. It's cytotoxic. It's flesh eating. That you really don't. You're gonna have a bad day if you get a nibble from a puff adder. So and they are unbelievably camouflage. So stay away. But other than that, you know, running through the reserve, enjoying the park, being able to get in touch with nature.
Something special about that, hey?
It is absolutely...
What is it? The metaphysicians explain it in the form of what they call negative ions, I-O-N-S. It's apparently by the combination of frequency and molecules that is extremely beneficial. You get that from the sea, the activity of the sea. You get it from mountains, and you get it in wild bush, apparently. It's so good for you that if it was able to be bottled or packaged, it would be a multi-gazillion dollar business because it's so good for you. And that's why you feel good. You You come to the sea, you feel good. You go climb a mountain, you feel good. Wander in the bush, you feel good. Why? It's because of those things that we're not really taught about. Or
no, 100%.
But it's magical, isn't it?
I absolutely love it. It's a true, true passion of mine.
And what is it about a wood fire that is so mesmeric?
Yeah. So running the donkey boiler, which is this 3,000-liter donkey boiler that keeps everybody well cleaned, we probably burned through about a ton and a half worth of wood over 3 days. And it's amazing to sit and you just stare at that fire. There's no consistency to it. Every single little flicker is different, and you can just get lost in it.
And it has a rather intriguing aroma, a real indigenous bush
proper.
You can't replicate it.
No.
at the Belito Braai, you know.
No.
It's somewhat similar, but it's different. There's this magic to be enjoyed in our country, and we don't talk about it enough. We just accept that it's there, and for some people it's one of the things of being South African. But I think ultimately we are blessed in this country far more than we understand, and we should take it to heart and enjoy the fact that we are in one of the most, and this province, the KZN, gorgeous. It's just super. On to matters plumbing. You've brought a picture of a pipe that is extraordinarily, looks like an artery that is needs serious medical attention.
Yes.
What's going on?
So it's a composite pipe, multi-layer pipe. It's the incorrect installation, application, the method of installing the pipe. That particular pipe needs to have a insert put into the pipe. The first thing that the insert does is give the pipe wall itself a little bit more rigidity and strength for the mechanical, or otherwise what people know them as, is Konex fittings. Gives it more rigidity, but the most important thing that it does is it creates a barrier between the brass fitting and the aluminium layer inside the pipe. There is a reaction between the two, and then the aluminium corrodes.
What pipes have aluminium inners?
Your composite pipe, multi-layer pipes. So there's...
Are these steel? Are they metal pipes, or are they these sort of flexible?
No, it's... So it is malleable.
Okay.
You've got the plastic layer.
So it looks like a plastic
aluminium
pipe.
And then a plastic layer on the inside.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
The aluminium is basically there to give the pipe a bit of memory and a little bit more strength.
It's what modern plumbing is using.
100%, yeah. So you have your multi-layer pipes that have got a crimp on fitting, which that whole system is designed as a system. There's no... Inside the fitting, you've got the built-in barriers and all sorts of things. But when you go to your standard replacement pipes for copper, where traditionally you would use a mechanical or Konex fitting on it, you're now using the multi-layer pipe. And a lot of people, plumbers included, don't know about this reaction between the two. between the brass fitting and the aluminium layer. So we've had houses where we've had to go through the house and remove all the piping because at every single fitting there was...
So it's where the just to give you a description, it's where the connector, which is brass, tightens onto the so-called plastic pipe, but it has an inner of aluminium, and it's that connection between the brass and the aluminium that creates a chemical reaction,
100%.
Which then builds up a kind of almost like plaque in an artery, and it's, you don't realize it's happening. It's just narrowing down your pipe until eventually you've got almost, well, like a heart attack about to happen in your plumbing.
Well, I mean, we had a client that phoned us and said to us, listen, you know, gradually my water pressure has got worse and worse and worse. And it wasn't actually his water pressure. His water pressure was still good because he lives down at the bottom of the hill. It was the flow of his water coming into his property. So if you just crack the tap open a little bit and that pipe that had been choked up by this reaction, he would still get a decent amount of pressure. But as soon as he demanded more water out of the tap, that little choke hole didn't allow the flow or volume of water. So
this could be your problem if you're listening and wondering, I got that symptomatic of my particular situation. Now you know what the problem is. What is the solution?
So unfortunately, the only solution is to remove the pipe. And so if you're not going to go through the line of replacing the whole thing, you've literally got to do an internal assessment of the pipe, which cut it back as far as you can see where it's good.
So it won't be the whole pipe, it'll just be towards the fitting.
It's towards the fitting.
Okay.
So it's normally within about 200 mils. So you cut it off and then you'd have to put another coupler in and then back to your terminal fitting that you were on previously.
So it's a relatively easy fix.
It is a relatively easy fix, but it can be. Some houses have got their whole piping network in their roof.
Oh boy.
Popped up with that. So now, when it comes to that point, it's easier just to rip everything out and redo it. Instead of trying to cut, you just pull it all out and redo it with a proper piping system.
So staying with our medical analogy, it's like a full bypass.
100%.
And we return you to full pressure, and you'll live a happy, long, and healthy life going forward. That's our plumbing guy, Barry Chapman, for you. So if you've got reduced pressure in your taps, have a chat to the experts. They'll come along and assess. And if it's indeed as suspected, well, then there is the good news is it's a relatively simple fix. The bad news is going to cost you a fortune. No.
Depends how bad it is. Eh?
Well, listen, it's got to be done, so let's get it done right, because that is really where the problem lies in the first place. It wasn't installed properly.
100%.
It worked. It worked fine, but a little bit down the line, and of course the elements being what they are, the incorrect, or simply because your original installer didn't realize this is the consequence. So it isn't necessarily as a result of negligence. Often these things are a result of just not knowing, which is why we continue to advocate for using, in any service situation, use the best qualified, those that come highly recommended. You'll find those in our Belito Connect, which is it's a resource, a directory of what we call approved businesses and services in Belito. It's not the definitive and the be-all and the end-all. There are, I'm sure, good players that aren't represented in the directory yet. We're getting round to it, though, and very shortly, in the next, period of time, we will, if you have a suggestion of excellent service that you would like us to examine and feature, well, then give us a shout. We'd be happy to. Barry, that's what we're looking at today. We'll catch up in a week's time for more. But
absolutely fantastic, yeah.
If you need a plumber, you have only to check Chapman, and it's there, the leak specialist, drain specialist, geyser specialist, and now doing a little bit of gas as well.
100%.
Do it all. We'll chat in a week's time.
Thank you very much.
And the morning show continues.